Would you ever say Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper. I would say Cooper.
Okay, okay. Okay, now, if there was a lady by this name, she was married, you'd call her?
Miss Cooper.
Okay. A preacher who's not really trained and who doesn't have a regular pulpit, you know, and he preaches on Sunday here and there and he makes his living doing something else. He's probably really not very good at preaching. Would you have a name for somebody like that?
No.
Okay. Okay. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister to her?
To me.
And?
What? You say the whole, can you say the whole thing? She'd be,
She'd be your aunt.
Great, okay. Okay, more names. There's a girl's name that begins with S, and Sally is a nickname for it. And it's an R.
Susan?
And there's an R in the middle. In the Bible, she was the wife of Abraham. You can buy little cakes and stuff like that that have this gal's name on it. It's got the name and then Sue Lee.
Sue Lee?
No, it's not Sue or Susan. It's not that. There's a judge in this part of the country, a woman, and she... When Kennedy was assassinated, she swore Johnson in, you know, on the airplane. And her name is T. Hughes.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, Kennedy's first name was...
Kennedy. John F. Kennedy.
Okay. And okay, if you had an uncle by the name of John, you'd call him...
Uncle John.
Okay. Okay. Did we ever decide what Bill was a nickname for? I can't remember.
What, Billy the Kid?
Yeah. Is Billy a nickname for a longer name?
Billy.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. If you had known, say, somebody like George Patton, you know who he was?
What was the name?
George Patton. You know who he was?
No.
Made a movie. Okay, well, how about Robert E. Lee? You know who he was?
I heard him, but I don't know who he was.
Okay.
Robert E. Lee?
Yeah.
He was a fighter, I believe.
Yeah, okay, and he had a high rank in the Civil War.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you know what his rank was? I mean, if you're just going to guess, you'd say he's probably a 4-star.
I'd say about... 2-star general.
Okay, okay, so if you were to address him, you wouldn't call him Mr. Lee, you'd say?
General Lee.
Okay. The old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken is?
Colonel Saunders.
Okay. And what do they call the man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Okay. And what other situations do you use that word in?
What other situations?
Uh-huh. What else would you use that word?
Skipper.
I mean, no, not different words, but the word captain. Where else have you heard that word?
On ships, boats.
Okay.
Trains.
What about children?
Oh yeah, I heard around children.
Okay, what do children use it for?
What do they use it for?
Mm-hmm. The word captain.
I guess to play with. Some of them play captain, I guess.
Okay, I see what you mean. You mentioned railroads. What does a railroad captain do?
Looks out. He knows. He takes over if anything goes wrong. And looks, sees everything okay.
Okay, okay. The man who presides over the county court is a what?
Judge.
Okay. And if there was a guy named Marshall who was happened to be a judge, you wouldn't say Mr. Marshall. You'd call him
Judge Marshall.
Okay.